5 of the Varsity Cup went down last Monday night, and it went down with a bang as usual. Another brilliant Monday that rocks, rugby that rocks, all of that good stuff from the Varsity Cup, a competition which continues to electrify. And the results from this round, they add serious intrigue to the competition, and let us go through why that is. Shimlers are on the top of the log right now, number 1 with 22 points on the log. Second, the Eagles of Northwest University on 20. They have 102 points difference, best competition, best points difference in the competition, which always says a lot because it doesn't just speak about the attack, but it speaks about the defense as well. And the defense of the Shimlers is something that needs to be spoken about. We'll get to it. Marties are in third on 18 points. They have been on the rise since that loss in the first match at home to the Eagles, which seemed concerning at the time. But times do change. Indeed they do. UCT on 18 points, they're in fourth. So, level with Marties, but it's going to be interesting how it shakes out in these final two matches of the season. Challenges for both of those two sides to see where they finish off in the shuffle. As for Wits, they're down in 13 points, crucial result. Didn't really go against them this weekend, but kind of did go against them at the same time. We'll get to it. CUT in sixth position on 10 points. They're out of the hunt for the top four now, considering what UCT have in front of them and what's going to happen with Wits as well. Depends on how those results go, but CUT will hopefully for them, feel comfortable that they're out of the conversation for potential relegation in 7th and 8th, because that's UJ and UWC occupying those positions. UJ on 3 points still, UWC with that one log point which they racked up a week or two ago. Now, let's tuck into the fixtures, shall we? UJ against Northwest University in Johannesburg. The match was delayed from the Monday night to the Tuesday morning because of inclement weather in Joburg when the thunderstorms come rolling in. Usually the match gets delayed. This time went on too long. Had to kick the match to the next day. And Northwest University kicked you-know-what because UJ went down 49 points to 12. Another significant loss for UJ. And they appear to be losing steam in this season. They've had a couple of narrow losses and I don't know, just looking from the body shapes in that match, they need to find some inspiration again under the inspirational leadership of Jonathan Mukwena, who knows his way around this competition and is going to want to stay in this competition, and they don't want to get into a shootout for that final log position with UDubs come next week. It's going to be the final match of the season. It's going to be UDubs against UJ, and UWC will have high motivation in that match. While UJ are facing the Joburg Derby this coming Monday against Wits, and it's a final chance to kick themselves clear of UWC potentially, depending on if UDubs can manufacture an upset win in their match, which is going to be against UCT. But as for the Eagles, they're dominant physically, marvelous. Mashimbi is looking absolutely colossal in that side, as are so many of their players. Zinedine Robinson remains the key for them in the number 10. The cross kicks in this year's competition are deadly, and Zinedine Robinson is a great practitioner of those. Calvin Clack in the Lucies is really ripping it up for the Eagles as well, and Keanu Van Vogel on the wings, yards as well for the Eagles. They've got it all, the side from Potchefstroom, and they may just have a potential opportunity of hosting the semifinals and the final again, and we all know how it went down last year, so sides better watch out for the Eagles, who are flying high. Now, Princeton Kabinda and Baldwin Hansen for UJ on the wings, the shining lights of their season so far. Malchas in the 10, of course, has been as well, but Kabinda scoring again and Hansen scoring as well. So, the Joburg Derby coming up next for UJ. It's absolutely pivotal. It's time for them to get on the horse and not get back on the horse. But the scoreline stretching out against them, not something you want to see as the competition goes on. They need to find their mental steel. And if they can win this Joburg Derby, then they don't need to worry about that match when they travel down to Cape Town in the final round. I believe they travel down to Cape Town anyway. We'll have to check out those specificities. Moving on to UDubs against Marties, two Western Cape based sides, and UDubs going down again, 14 points, 263. The Marties racking up the tries against UDubs, who continue to struggle in the Varsity Cup against the forward power. Marties really dominating. I think Big V Matongo scored 2 tries in that match. Lonel De Wet Maree and the boys really ripping it up in the forwards. And Pascal Akeji is playing with a smile on his face. Scored an expansive try in this match, Marty's. Juan Mostert in the 10 also scored another try where he cut the line wide open. And he dominated the whole match, to be clear. Juan Mostert, he's showing his class now. And the Matis will really look to lean on that into the knockout stages. You need players like that with the experience, with the cool head, who's played at the highest level, and the highest level being URC Champions Cup. And Matis, Lonel and the boys, David Maree, I mean, the loose forwards that they have, brilliant. Juan Mostert scored another great try, but the try of the match had to go to Aaron Swartz from UDubs. Happy Feet has some competition. Malchas needs to watch his back, because that man, Aaron Swartz, ripped into the Mantis for a brilliant try. And UDubs, not competitive in the match, but they have improved since the opening games, and they're building in a, you know, reasonably impressive way to a match that might have massive consequence. If UJ can just manage to lose one more game in the eyes of the UDubs fans, they will have a huge match in the final game of the season. It's UDubs playing UJ. So they'll be hoping, well, you know, unfortunately, for a negative result from the one of the opposition, and so they can capitalize, simply speaking. Martis, on the other hand, are continuing from that opening loss against the Eagles, which looked really troubling at the time. It's looking less and less troubling as the competition goes on. And yeah, it will be really, they've got to be one of the favorites. In third now on 18, 4 points behind Shimlers in first. And Shimlers don't have a guaranteed road to the final. I mean, it's next match coming up on Monday. It's Shimlers playing Marty's. It's going to be in Bloemfontein. So that match, yeah, it's absolutely huge. Eagles will be waiting with bated breath to see what's going to happen in that, while the Eagles will be playing CUT away in Bloemfontein this coming Monday as well. Now turning to Bloemfontein, the Bloem Derby between CUT and University of the Free State, Shimlers. CUT always the underdogs in that match, and they were proving that in the first half when they were getting absolutely trampled by a free-running Shimlers side. Tries galore for the Shimlima Dimdims, and they looked like they were going to really wipe the floor with their opposition. You see UT giving up just one yellow card in that first half, but it proved to be absolutely pivotal. However, they showed their fighting spirit in the second half, coming back into that match in a massive way, to the point that they were actually 9 points away from drawing the scores level at one point, and that's a point of origin try plus a conversion. So in the Varsity Cup, you can make that up in one score. Well, one score plus a conversion, of course. It wasn't to be in the end, so 19 points between the sides, and it didn't flatter CUT at all. They came roaring back. Adelson Gouveia on the wing, excellent. Juan Smith, the fly-off, he was ripped in that match. When he scored a try, cut the line wide open, got over the line, scored the try, and he just lay there fully prone on the ground. He looked like he himself wanted to puke, as Zach Bester did during the match, which at first I thought was just from fatigue, but then it might have actually been from a head knock. He didn't come back into the game, one of the two Bester brothers. The other Bester brother scored 2 tries himself, Zane Bester, one of the best players in the Shimlers side, one of the best players in Bloemfontein Varsity Rugby. Now, the future is bright for both of those guys. The tackle fight that they have, the meters they make after the tackle, I mean, it's everything that you want to see in a player. They've got dedication, and they've got serious engine in testing conditions, as did Niels Volskank, who scored a try that put the game to bed, captain of the Shimlers, tearing away from the opposition in the final moments of the match at such a pace. Gouveia chasing him down from the other side. Such a great game of rugby in the end. Swung this way and that. Mahubelela for CUT. Really looking strong. I think he came from Wusu in the Varsity Shield. He'll be loving the fact that he's made another step up in his rugby. Bernard Fent, a great leader for CUT. The Ixias really have a solid one in that number 2. Janku Kluter really did good work for CUT in a losing cause. They're just, they were punching above their weight for a while there in the second half. But yeah, Shimlers put them down. In the end, Ethan Wenzel looking really good as well. Lots of number 10s just shining in this year's competition. Shimlers have Marty's next at home. and Wits away. Two potential banana skins for a side that's been playing another year of quality rugby under André Traidu. Now, can they get the job done in this year's competition? The last time they won, it was Opa Mokgoje in charge of the team. I think it was back in 2015. And they had a great team back then. The likes of Rion Krier and the boys. But they haven't done it since then. And they really have a side that's capable of doing it every single year, and they've been in the knockout stages every year for the past few years and just tripped up on themselves, really. So, it's time to get it right. Top of the log, Shimlers. They'll be believing. And CUT, should they survive this season, which they very much should, and they look like they will be doing, if Tucks come back up into the competition, there's going to be a whole new competition for that last spot, and very well may involve CUT, so they need to shape up in a big way. Last game, we're looking at Wits against UCT. The Ikey Tigers might have thought they had it in the bag before Wits came roaring back in a comeback on home turf. What a game it turned out to be, and the Ikey Tigers just couldn't get away. The team from Cape Town really could have done with that victory. Would have kept them in the hunt for for the top spot, because they're on 18 points now. Would have had two more points out of that game, putting them on 20. Above Marty's, 2 points off the top. Now they sit 4 points away from Shimlers, 2 points behind Northwest University's Eagles, and they lost to the final to the Eagles last year, so it'll be really smarting, that loss. And they've got some tough games coming their way to finish off the season. UW's away, which they'll be hoping to win, for sure. And then the Eagles away, which they'll be hoping to win. But they'll be hoping harder, shall we say. Yeah, the Eagles are in a pretty good position, you know, to potentially finish top there. But the Shimlers will say we are top. So two quick wins against Marty's and Wits, no worries. But Marty's will say, lots of worries, man. Many worries. Worry a lot. Wits, the try from Tsitsabo Mokoena, another one of the contenders for try of the season. I don't know who the panel is that selects the try of the season, but I wish them well upon their journeys, because there have been some real contenders. Just another brilliant season of Varsity Cup rugby. As for the Varsity Shield and the Women's Varsity Cup as well, man, some serious tries. The sidesteps that are on offer in some of the highlights recently from the Varsity Cup, Varsity Shield, and from the Women's Varsity Cup are something to behold. I hope somebody can put a package of those together. The Bunabaters that are on offer, and people who have been left with broken ankles all across the country. Great to watch. Can't wait to, hopefully one day cover one of the Women's Varsity Cup matches. It's really a competition which is growing in quality, and what a crucial competition as well for the women's game. What a blessing for coaches at the Currie Cup level of women's rugby to have a place where you can actually test the mettle of up-and-coming players and have good quality competition heading into that Currie Cup competition. It's going to raise the levels on it's not a cascading basis. What is it? A rising basis, huh? Like a ladder. Something like that. Something that rises. An escalating basis. Bang! Bang! On the money. Again. Okay, so, Wits UCT. Ntokozo Makaza for UCT on the wing. Talked about him last week. Talking about him every week. Said he has his eyes set on the Stormers, and he's showing why. Just looking dominant in every game with ball in hand, and of course kicking for goal from the wing, which is not such a common thing these days, but you know, there's many that are capable. Cheslin Colby in them, to mention just one. What a player. Oh boy. Ah, the box. The box will be back in action soon. Can't wait to see the box back in action. Just a bunch of heroes. Okay, let's not drift from the topic at hand. Wits in that match really got showing great resilience, but now they're 5 points behind UCT. They're in fifth. It's going to take a miracle to make the top four, but miracles are what Wits can do. They really have fallen short of the throne, just like UJ a number of times, and both sides without any Varsity Cup crowns to their name up until this point, and so it shall remain for this year again, and that's going to bring them pain. Bang, bang, bang. What's going on, man? Warming up to this thing. When I be on the mic. Okay, so, Ndiao, needs to start dominating in this competition. Really quality player, but needs to increase that physicality to go to the next level, as so many of his teammates have. The pathway to Western Province is clear if you show the quality in that UCT jersey. Mansi similarly so. And of course, any jersey at all, the next step in the rugby competition is available to these players if they shine on this level. The likes of BJ Dixon, Tiernison, a couple of the converts of late, never mind Prince Nkabinde, Juan Mostert, who's come back to play in the competition as well. So showing that there's very complementary symbiosis available between, you know, the unions and these Varsity Cup teams, and with the SA Cup having kicked off most recently as well, there's going to be more opportunities for games and rising through the levels, Curry Cup coming down the pike as well. So much rugby on offer for these players, as well as the potential of overseas rugby, not just in the URC, but beyond as well. So the chance to get televised as well and get some highlights and to advertise yourself as a player, so crucial when you're a young player trying to make your way through, as so many of these Varsity Cup players are players that weren't recognized at schoolboy level and need to announce themselves to the rugby world. And what an opportunity you have when you're scoring scintillating tries on your World of Champions. So, UCT need to rediscover that killer instinct to put away games like this, teams like this, this being Fitz, that saw them to a number of finals over the last few years, under Dawson Squibb's wise and sage leadership. And as for Fitz, you know, miracles required, but another good season so far. They were top of the log after the first few rounds, so they'll be, you know, feeling a bit of a bitter taste, no doubt about that, but nothing to be ashamed of whatsoever. Let's see what the future holds for them. Let's see if they can keep the squad together that can experience victory in this competition. But the level of the competition here at the Varsity Cup just continues to rise all around them. So as they progress, others progress as well. And of course, the likes of Martis and Tux, when they're back in the mix, and the Eagles have seemingly greater access to more potent rugby talent than Fitz do. And a lot of their best players, of course, end up getting dragged into the Lions' contention as well. And the Lions are in need of good players at all times, of course, and the Lions are happy to play a young player in a big competition. So a lot of those potential Varsity Cup players that could be playing for Vets end up going to that higher level. Good to see Simulani cooking for the Stormers, by the way. Just on a note, just another sidetrack, if you don't mind. Looking at round six coming up on Monday, that rocks. UWC are hosting UCT. UCT will be hoping to get a big, healthy victory in that match, heading into the final ones against the Eagles to also make sure that they position themselves as well as possible to potentially finish in second position, which is looking reasonably unlikely. But if they did, of course, they would have a home semi, and they are potent on the green mile, so that would be a great advantage for them. If they end up finishing in fourth, they could be playing the Eagles in the semi-final in Poch, and that's a bit of a poison pill, poison chalice, if you will. And otherwise, the Shimlers in Bloemfontein, which, you know, a lot of poison in there as well. And the poison ain't so slow. Shimlers against Martis. That's going to be the match of the round. Shimlers taking on Martis. Martis in third, Shimlers in first. Martis could position themselves for top of the log, but they might just open the door for the Eagles to walk through and become team number one come the end of the group stage. And if they do that and win their semi, they'll host the final again. So there's so much riding on that match. CUT are hosting Northwest University in Bloemfontein. Can they pull off an upset against the Eagles and really upset the apple cart of the top four? That would be seismic result from CUT if they could get that done. But we have seen some shocking results in the Varsity Cup, so let's see how it goes down. And UJ hosting Wits in the Joburg Derby. That's going to be a really good match. I hope that UJ can just find that inspiration again and make this one super competitive, because they are on the level with Wits, and if they can get a win, they'll put any risk of finishing bottom of the log to bed, and bottom of the log has huge consequences of automatic relegation. Cut the Line Rugby has come back at you once again, and I will see you again next week after another Monday that rocks as we continue to focus on the Varsity Cup here for the time being. I thank you for your time.